Dozens of people gathered Tuesday night at a bar in downtown Milwaukee to support Governor Walker's plan to borrow money to help pay for a new Bucks arena. The money would be paid back through increased income taxes on Bucks players. Supporters of the plan held a rally during the governor's budget address. WUWM's Marty Michelson attended the event and asked people what they think about several different ideas in the governor's budget. Nearly 200 people packed into the Garden on Milwaukee Street. Many were decked out in Milwaukee Bucks attire, including Jerry Miller. He supports Governor Walker's plan to borrow $220 million for a new Bucks arena and then pay it back through increased income tax collections on players.
Right, and I think that makes a lot of sense because that income would leave the state anyways if we didn't have a new arena. So I think it makes a lot of sense to use the tax that we get from our professional NBA athletes to go fund the arena that they're going to be playing in.
Miller says he fears the Bucks will leave Milwaukee if there isn't a plan for public support. Frost Williams is mingling. He says he agrees with another budget item, deep cuts to the UW system.
I hate to see cuts in education, but sometimes we have to bite the bullet on things. I mean, there's a huge deficit that we're working through.
Sharnissa Dunlap Parker is working the crowd. She's college access coordinator for the Milwaukee Public Schools. Dunlap Parker calls the governor's slash to the UW system an outrage and says it bothers her that Walker doesn't have a college degree.
I'm an educator, so I don't like that, but I think that's very telling that he doesn't have a college degree, that he does cut public funding to higher education entities as well as public school systems. I think it becomes a matter of possibly he needs a degree.
Dunlap Parker also disagrees with Walker's plan to administer drug tests to certain people seeking benefits.
The people who need government assistance to put another impediment on top of poverty is just insane, and the cost it would create to drug test people. I think that's not what people want. I think people do want employment. They want opportunities. So.
Dunlap Parker notes Governor Walker again made several references to the American dream in his speech and thinks there's no doubt he'll run for president. Party goer Jamie Gill believes Walker has a shot at the Republican nomination.
You look at Wisconsin and the political arena here. He kind of had some haymakers coming out from as far as Paul Ryan, Scott Walker. So got some national voices. I think that speaks to the credit as far as, like I said, the creativity of the politicians in the state to really think positive and build not only for our state but possibly for our nation. So I'd like to see more ideas out of him and see what he's got, and who knows, maybe he'll get my vote.
Governor Walker has been visiting states that hold early presidential primaries and is expected to do more traveling throughout the spring. In the meantime, the Joint Finance Committee will spend the next few months holding hearings and making changes to the governor's budget. Then it goes to the full legislature. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.